D'mai, Perikei, Mishnah Yud. Otzutz, Nokuv, Hareza Ka'aretz. If you have a pot and you have this plants in a pot, and the pot has a hole on the bottom where the pot is now connected to the ground through the hole, and now whatever grows in this pot through this hole is getting its nourishment from the land. Hareza Ka'aretz is just like the land. Lagabi Trumas and Maisus, Lagabi everything. So Tara Mea Aretz al Otzutz Nokuv. So now you grew plants, you grew food from this Otzutz Nokuv. And now you took that food and you have it in one pile, and you also have food that grew from the Aretz in another pile. So Tara Mea Aretz al Otzutz Nokuv. So you can obviously take Trumas Maisus off from what grew in the land onto the food that grew in the Otzutz Nokuv. And so too, if you did the opposite, where you took off Trumas and Maisus from what grew in the Otzitz Nokuv onto what grew on the land itself, Trumaso Truma, all these cases, it's fine, it's good Truma. Now this is even L'chatchil, it's Trumaso Truma, sounds, but yeah, but the Rav says it's even L'chatchil, it's okay, it's only because of the Seifa, but for sure, person is allowed to even do this L'chatchil. Mishnah continues, Mishe'enu Nokuv ala Nokuv. However, if you try to take off Trumas and Maisus on a pot that does not have a hole, so now, there is no chiv of Trumas and Maisus. If a person grows vegetables or whatever kind of foods in a pot that's not directly connected to the ground through a hole, the chiv of Trumas and Maisus is not midiraisa, and therefore, you cannot take off Trumas and Maisus from this onto something else and vice versa. So the Mishnah says, if you take off from something, a pot that does not have a hole, al hanokuv, and you try to take off to food that was grown in a pot that does have a hole, which is like the aretz, Truma v'yachzer v'yitrum. So what you took off in this pot that did not have a hole, that's truma. Now, it's not really truma midiraisa, but we have to give it a shame truma. V'yachzer v'yitrum. And you still have to take off trumas maestris on what grew from the ground still, because that's still tevel midiraisa. So pashtis yachzer v'yitrum means on the stuff that grew from the aretz, from the ground, you take off truma from there itself. But we still said that what you did was truma, even though it's only truma derabanan, you give it to the kohen that we shouldn't be mezalzel b'truma. That's why we give it to the kohen. That's what the mefarshim explain. However, min hanokuv al she'enu nokuv, but if you try to take off truma from what grew in the pot that had the hole, that was chayiv in truma deraisa, al she'enu nokuv, on what grew in a pot that did not have a hole, on something that was not chayiv, truma. So what you took off, again, is truma. V'loy te'ochel at she'yotzi olea trumas u'maisrus. But here, since you tried to be mafrish from chiv to potter, so it didn't work. Now, you cannot eat what's in this pot that's enu nokuv, because it's still tevel, because what you did didn't work. We still say it's truma, for the same reason. Don't eat it. At she'yotzi olea trumas u'maisrus. You can't eat the rest until you take off Trumas and Maisrus again. Now, when you take it off again, you do not take it off, the Mefarshim explain, from this very same pot. You have to take food from somewhere else that's Tevel and be Mafrish from that onto this pot that has a hole. So the reason that we can't just fix and take off Truma again on this Otzitz, She'enu Nokuv, why do we have to go and take from a different place to be Mafrish Truma onto this Otzitz She'enu Nokuv? It didn't work, so then just take off Truma from this Otzitz Nokuv itself. Mineu Beis, the Taisus and Yavamas, Daf Pei Tes, Amud Beis explains, this Otzitz Nokuv, which is Chayiv and Truma Midiraisa, that you called it Truma to potter the Otzitz She'enu Nokuv, Lamaisa, it worked in a certain way, because as far as the Otzitz Shenokuv, the other one that you tried to potter, that had a Chiv of Truma Midirabanan. That had an Isser Tevel Midirabanan. So you did accomplish something. So Legabi Dirabanan, what you took off now, is really Truma Midirabanan, because it fixed the pot that did not have a hole in it. It fixed what grew from that pot. And if we allow a Kohen to have Truma from a portion of that, and we allow you to be Mafrish from this very Otzitz Shenokuv, this pot that has a hole in it, and we allow you to just take Truma from there the second time, the rest of it, really Midirabanan, is Truma, and a non-Kohen may eat it, and that's a problem. So better yet, to take from a different place that's Vadai Tevel, Mashenkin, if you just give him this, and you don't take off Trumas from another place, and you just give him everything from what grew in the Otzitz She'enu Nokuv, and you were Mafrish a part of it again as Truma, since you were Mafrish a part of it again as Truma, by the Kohen himself, so there's part that's Truma, and the other part, L'chora, he may give out to a person that's not a Kohen, and that other part is Truma Midirabanan. But if you take it from another place, we're not as afraid as that, because there's no internal difference from what you're giving him. However, now in the first case of the Mishnah, where you tried to take off Truma on an Otzitz She'enu Nokuv, on a pot that did not have a hole, there you can take off Truma again, because the pot that does not have a hole in it is not Tevel Midiraisa, so we don't need it to be as careful.